single, this is a kolel, dayer the kolel, choshev a kihil, the choshev a gathering here. As Rosh Hashanah looms closer, our minds are a little bit tense. Rosh Hashanah is a time, not like any other, not like another Yom Tov. It's a simcha. It's supposed to rejoice on Rosh Hashanah. But the tenor of the time is a little bit more tense, as it should be. The Moshen Brura finds it necessary to tell us by the simonim that a person should not get angry on Yimei Adin. What's the Havamina that I get angry? And then he says, Hashem will listen to your tshuva, listen to the shofar. So we see from there, he's Megala, what the whole reason to get angry is. It's a time that a person would be more given to snapping at somebody being short-tempered, because he himself is under the duress of the impending din. But I was wondering, we know that if a person does a mitzvah with simcha, so he gets 1,000 times the star, every single doing a mitzvah with simcha is a gewaltige thing. So I was wondering if that applies to tshuva too. I mean, we do tshuva with simcha, v'chora. I don't think anybody ever excluded tshuva. She was a mitzvah. So we can feel both our goshes at the same time. We can feel the tension, as we should, that propels us. But then we all feel simcha. If we go to tshuva, if we enter the Yimei Hadin with a feeling of hislavus, not being dragged into it, but going in with enthusiasm, we're going in with an optimism, going in with a feeling of confidence. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, that Baruch Shalom is accepting your tshuva. So I think that it will gain far, far more than that. From that point of view and from those feelings, and we have support for that. In other words, the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to do tshuva far, far more than we want to do tshuva. It's just a love we can't fathom the love he has for us in the elements of bitachon, the chovas al levavos. What he talks about, the rudiments of bitachon, the first thing, Hashem loves you. He loves you. And we can't. It's hard to get that into our heads. The Bosha loves us so much. Any love that anybody ever shows to me is only a little chip of the love that Ribbono Shel Olam has. And he gives it to that person to love us. So to think about, he wants so badly to do tshuva. We have Chazal, the Medrash says, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael Panai Pischu Li Pesach Echon Shel Tshuva. Well, don't be discouraged. Don't feel the onerous weight of on our shoulders that I've got to do everything. I can't. The most important thing is not to be discouraged. That's the most important thing. Of course, we have to reflect on what we did in the past. We have to take a cheshbon and nefesh. But it requires a person to be careful, that we should never allow ourselves to become discouraged. And the Medrash is speaking to a person who may become discouraged and ready to throw in the towel and just say, I'm running away from this whole business because I just can't take it, because I know who I am. So the Ribbono Shel Olam says, open up for me a needle, open a little bit. So that's what I'm asking for you. Well, I'm asking from you what you feel that you can do. And that's what I'm going to accept. So the Medrash says, So there's a pirish in the medrash, the Yefei Kol. He says, "Marshal al psicha v'aschola, shay Yisrael yaschilu v'akodesh baruch hu yigmur badom." We're going to start. Hakadosh will finish the job. Yigmur badom v'al derech abol etar mesayin also. Al derech that we know, that a person who comes to put himself into an oven of tahara, so the Ribbono Shel Olam will help him. Hashem will complete it. Yigmar badon, he'll yigmar it. He'll give a complete tshuva. I don't know if this makes sense or what I'm saying. It sounds a little too easy. No, I don't tell it just the same. I'm going to do a little bit. Okay, Ribbono Shel Olam, you're going to take care of it, right? It can't be too easy. So what does it mean? So it says that open it up a little bit, and Hashem yigmar badon. Hashem will finish it off. So we see let me bring down a Rabbeinu Bachai, which we also have the same question. My Rebbe, Zechut Tzadik, B'Chorz Levracha, from Chofetz Chaim, in Chidushi Alevi asks this kasha. This is in Parshas Ekev. The Torah tells us, "Va'atu Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Me'imach, Ki Im Liyiras Hashem Elokecha Lelechus B'chol Drachav, V'La'ahavo Sova V'Lavodas Hashem Elokecha B'chol Devavcha B'chol Nafshecha." Okay, that's the pasuk. What does Hashem want of you? What He wants of you, Liyiras Hashem Elokecha, to fear Hashem. Pirush Rabbeinu Bechai. What does Rabbeinu Bechai say? Yomer Af Al Pi, Sheichastem Oso Pamim Rabos. You angered Hashem a number of times, Bechorev Uva Midbor, Harehu Mochalachem Esakol. Hashem is going to forgive you for everything. Ubilvad Sheitiru Milafana Mikano Labo. Just get it straight and just continue on in a proper derech, and I'll forgive you for everything. So, the kasha is, what about charota and vidui? You know, all of the rishonim, the roshiv asks, the ikra shel tshuva is charota ala avar, kabbal ala osi, vaziva tzachei vividui. Something's missing over here. I just do it right. Just get it straight from now on, and everything is going to be good, and I'll forgive you for everything. Well, that doesn't seem to be true. The Al Kain Kosha Ketzad Kosa Rabbeinu Bechai Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mochel Lachem Es Akol Ulevad Shetiru Milafonim Mikal Labo. What happened to Charot and Dibur? So we had a little bit the same Kosha we had on the Yifei Kol. Hashem is saying, "The Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yigmar Ba'adam. He'll finish it off. He'll finish the job." Has Hashem finished the job? I opened up my heart the size of an idiot. Rosh Hashiva brings from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that Misha said Rabbi Yisrael as follows: Misha kivel al atzmo be'emes lilmod musar b'kol yom. This is what Rabbi Yisrael said: a person who's a kalu be'emes, a serious person, not trying to get away with anything, be'emes lilmod musar b'kol yom. You want to learn musar every day. Areya beged osa tshuva. He's done it. Osa tshuva. He's done tshuva. L'chor akash. So Rashi has an akash on Rabbi Yisrael. Lomu hu beged osa tshuva. Why is he begeder, a person who's done tshuva? Hare ein kan charot alava v'kabol alosi. Well, he's doing learning musa. Now it's a gewaltic thing to learn musa. But what about the cheshbon that he has? What about all of the things that he did? Tzarech lomar, ki min shekarov levadai, shelimad amursa b'chol yom, yaviu libesof, lecharot alohar, kabola asi. He put himself in a derech, which karov levadai, he's going to do it, he's going to make it. V'chein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chasto donu ki'ilu hu kevar nischaret alohar v'osa, kabola alohar. Since he's going to learn Musa every day, Musa is a giant tool for the correction of a person, to refine him, to ennoble him, and to make him straight, to make him pure, and to make him tar, and to make an Eved Hashem B'Shlemus. You get there by Musa. So if a person decides, okay, I can't do all this right now, but I'm going to decide the emes to learn Musa carefully, then he'll get there and. That's how Rabbi Yisrael could say he's an osa tshuva. So Rashiva says, from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, we see that a person who did the psia rishona, this already goes back in the Pesach Shomach, a person he does a psia rishona, he does the first psia l'shuv, al biderech hateva psia zos tevil lidei tshuva shlema, and al biderech hateva, this is going to lead a person to tshuva shlema. He's serious. He's a serious person, and he's putting things in motion. He's putting the wheels in motion that are going to bring him there. Oh, the boy said, "I bless you. I bless you. I'm going to treat you as if you've already done it. You've already done it. I'm going to be mochel everything." And that's what Rabbeinu Bechai said. I'm going to be mochel everything. If you just fear me in the future, which the Rosh Hashiva is learning, that's going to put him on the track, which is going to get him to do everything. There's another way that we can rejoice at the opportunity to do tshuva. So first of all, hanocha number one is that we see that Hashem loves us. Hashem loves us very much. And He does not come with petrunia albriosa. Hashem doesn't come with unreasonable demand. And we just have to try, put a good faith effort, we're going to try to get it straight, I'm going to try to improve myself, and put myself in that derech. It's unbelievable power. Hashem wants to embrace us. Hashem just wants us to start and to be serious about coming back to Him. So therefore, it's a tension reliever. It takes the burden, that the unbearable burden of all my sins, of all the things I did in the past, and it just kind of lifts it and makes it manageable. That's number one. Now there's a second beautiful thought from Shaya Cohen. Rav Shaya Cohen is a tremendous, tremendous force for our Bosses that are in the world at the head of Priority One and Zichron Aryeh Yeshiva. A tremendous force for our Bosses that are. So he gave a shmooze once. This I found in Tzoros Lobotka, this wonderful say from Rabbi Kier. So he says, he heard a shmooze from Rabbi Shaya Cohen. I just want to say it out. And he says like this, and Shir Ashirim, in the fifth parak in Shir Ashirim, Ani Sheino Belibi Or, I'm sleeping, my heart is awake, Kol Dodi Dofik, the voice of my beloved is knocking, Hiskali Achosi Rayosi Yonosi Tamosi, open to me the door, my sister, my beloved, my dove, my pure one. I'm skipping some of the words just to condense it. Vashati, and what does the lady say? This is just, you know, the Pashup Shad. Of course, we know the Chazal, Darshan, the Psukim, in a very, very deep and profound manner. And I just want to say the Pashup Shad. So, Pashati Eskontonti, excuse me, Mr. I said, I'm not interested. I took off my weekday clothes, and I'm in my nighttime clothes, and I can't get dressed. Let me get dressed again. I should get dressed to see you? Excuse me. I'm not interested. Rachatzti es ragli. I wash my feet also. I'm going to dirty my feet to take a look at you. Excuse me. You're not really worth me to get dressed again. And you're not really worth me to wash my feet again. So I hope you don't mind. I'm not interested in opening up the door. Dodi sholach yado min achor. But then something happened. He put his hand through the hole, something like this, and she saw something. She saw him. And that shook her up a little bit. And so he says, Dodi sholach yado min achor, umei homu ola, and I got excited. I got excited. It was like some kind of breakthrough. And I got excited. And kamti ani l'toach l'dodi. So I get up, I jumped up. I ran to the door. And I got dressed. And I ran to the door, opened up the door. He's not there anymore. Patachi ani l'dodi. I opened up the door for my beloved. Went to Dodi. Chamak ovar. My beloved wasn't there anymore. He turned around and left. Bikashtiyo. She didn't take it. She went out. Bikashtiyo. I went out looking for my Dodi. Where is he? Bilamatsasi. I didn't find him. Karasi. I called out. He didn't answer me. Hishbati eschem benosi Yerushalayim. I charge you, daughters of Yerushalayim. Im timzu es dodi, if you'll find my beloved one, mata gidu lo shechol asahava ani, I'm sick with love for him. It's very hard to understand. This lady is flipping mina kotza ela kotza. You know, just a few moments before, this is Rabbi Cohen's question. A few moments before, she was completely disinterested in the man. You're not worth it for me to put on my clothes again. Dirty my feet. And then all of a sudden she sees his hand, and all of a sudden she's just in, almost not in control of her emotions. She's running around. Now lovesick, that's a pretty deep measure of love. Is this lady normal? I mean, is she, what's going on? So that's the question. So Rav Cohen answers like this. The MS, it wasn't such a switch. She loves him from before. She's not, when she goes out, it's not that all of a sudden she fell in love with the man. No. She had in her heart a love for the man before. She had, it's just something covered it over. Whatever the reason is, people have mishadasim. And it was a momentary lapse. But deep down inside, she really did love him. She really did. And all it was getting back to that love. When she went out in the streets, that's who she really was. When she had that disinterest, that seeming disinterest, that's not really her. That was just covering over the love. Raksha Ahava Hoysa Mechusa, he says. V'chein b'chol matzah shal, now related to HaKadosh Baruch. And if by us also, we have such a love for HaKadosh Baruch. Inside of us, every single one of us, has an Ahava for the Ribon Shalom. Every single one. And who put it there? The Ribon Shalom put it there. Rabbi Chanan says, you shall love the Lord your God. You're going to demand that of a 13-year-old boy? He's going to have love of Hashem? The greatest philosophers in the world are love Hashem. And this 13-year-old kid, you're going to ask him to love Hashem? Yes. Well, how? Because he's in it naturally. He has an ahava for the Ribon Shalom. Hashem, why does Hashem give us ahava intrinsic in our being and our neshamas as an ahava for the Ribon Shalom? We all carry it within us. Why? Because Hashem wants that relationship with us. Hashem wants that loving relationship between us. Hashem wants to lift us up. Hashem wants to give us the opportunity to do mitzvahs at the highest level, ultimately be davuk to the Ribon Shalom, be shlemus for all eternity. But that's not going to happen unless there's that bond of love between us and Him. So therefore, He gives it to us inside of us. But what do? We do aveiros, and the aveiros cover it over, and we lose our way, and we engage in behaviors that we're really not supposed to engage in. And so therefore, so what Rabbi Cohen is saying, tshuva is not so hard. Tshuva is getting back to ourselves. Tshuva is not developing a new path of love for the Ribono Shel Olam, which maybe a person might feel he's not equipped to do. That's not what tshuva is. Tshuva is just taking off the, peeling off the veneer. It's peeling off the outside and letting what we are shine out. And that answers that this, he said that also, you could say, is the beer in the Ramban. The Ramban says on the Pasuk, Lo b'shamayimi, ki karav elecha adover me'och, ya Ramban muvayir. The Ramban says that parsha is going on tshuva, it's not going on Torah. So he said, that could be it. It's karav elecha me'od. Because that's who you are. Sheh adam tamid karav me'od l'tshuva. Mishum dev emes v'im kelev adam. In the depths of my being, I'm davuk to the Ribono Shel Olam. That's what I want. I'm just getting back to myself. So it's a joy. We come into the Yomei Adin. We come into the Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Yom Kippur, and we feel ourselves. We just feel ourselves. That bond, that closeness, the world fades away on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The world just fades away. And we get emotional when they take the Torahs around the Kol Nidre. And people start crying. It just brings it out. We melt. So that's what it is. It's a beautiful time. It's a wonderful time. It's a time in which we peel off the veneer and we get back to the emotional. It's a tshuva b'simcha. So, to answer the question, I think definitely, a tshuva definitely can be done with simcha. And I think that for here we see a couple of makoros, that number one, Hashem doesn't expect the world of us. He says, do what you can. That's number one. I'll give you credit. I want you so badly. And then number two is that we have it within us to perform that. Adkan, first section of the speech. I'm going to go to another section. There's something else I want to talk about. And that is the state of affairs in the world today. That we all are aware that it's a very, very tenuous time for Klal Yisrael right now. Our eyes are looking to the heavens. We all expect to hear the sound of the shofar. I don't think anybody's, that wouldn't be a surprise to anybody. We all expect to hear the sound of the shofar. So not the shofar, I mean the shofar. From Mashiach Tzidkenu. So let me quote for you. It's a very, very difficult, it's a thorny issue, Rabbi Osai. It's a thorny issue. Why? There's a medrash, there's a Yalkut Shimoni that I saw brought down. Yalkut Shimoni says like this, B'noeg sheba olam, odom notel agudo shalkonim. What's knowing in the world, a person who takes a reed Shema Yochol Shabram. He takes a bunch of reeds. Shema Yochol Shabram Bevasachas. Can he crack it at one time? You will not tell Achas Achas Afilu Tinok Meshabram. But if he takes one reed at a time, even a baby can break it. Chayin Atomot say, Shein Yisrael Nigolim. Klal Yisrael will not be redeemed. Achiyu Kulam Agudo Achas. Until we're all one Agudo. Shinemar, Mayomi Mahemo, Ubey Sahinu Mashem, Yobu Bnei Yisrael, Hemo, Uvne Yehudo, Yachtov. Bnei Yisrael and Bnei Yehudo are going to come together. Hey, Mekabim Bnei Ashchino, and then they'll be Mekabim Bnei Ashchino. Okay? Tough issue. There's so many factions that we're dealing with, so many problems that we're dealing with. The division between Klal Yisrael, between one side and another side, has never been in my life like this. And so what are our options here? Listen, the Rabban has the cheshbon, and we don't have to worry about it. We just have to do our job. But what is our job? That's what I want to focus on. What is our job? We have to just try as hard as we can to take care of my mission, my ASEC. What's my ASEC? What I have to be doing now. And what I have to be doing is Ahavas Yisrael. What I have to be doing is love people, love Jewish people. That's what I have to do. Maybe more than ever any time before. To love fellow Jews. Extend myself a fellow Jews, to honor them, to go out of my way for them. In fact, we see, the Chofetz Chaim mentions, in Shmiras HaLoshon, quotes an Agada, Isa B'Agadah Chazal, Shomer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is a Tanit Ve'Elio, Rabba, Shomer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Bonai Ahuvai, Klum Chosarti Dovah Shavakish Mekim, am I missing anything that I'm asking you to fulfill? I'm not missing anything. So what am I asking for you? From you, says Hashem. Umani bevakesh mikem. What am I asking from you? Elo shetiyu ohavim zelozeh. That's what I'm asking from you. I'm asking to love each other. Betiyu mechabdin zezeh. And honor each other. Betiyu yirein zemizeh. And respect each other. That's what Hashem wants from you. Okay. I want to say over a yesod from Rabbi Mordechai Shapiro. Oh my. I'm running out of time. I won't read it inside, I'll just tell you what he says. He went to Russia, Rabbi Shapiro and Rebbe Shapiro Tibod L'Chaim. They went to Russia. And they tell stories about what they saw in Russia. And the thing, this was before they became civilized. This was at a time they sent people to Siberia for learning Torah. And they were clandestine cells of people learning Torah. They'd meet out in a shack somewhere up in the attic. They'd clandestine. It was unbelievable what he saw. Where'd they get that? Where did these people, the young men, where'd they get the? Nobody had any teachers. They didn't have any teachers. They didn't have anybody to tell them to do anything. Where did they get that desire to run the risk of the KGB if they find them? They go to Siberia for 10 years, 15 years, they go to Siberia for learning. How'd they get there? That's what he says. He's a Beis Halevi that says, in the days of the Mabul, the fish were not faithful to the fish. The mushchus of the B'nai people of the generation of the Mabul was so, the hashchus was so great that it spilled over to the fish. Even the fish also were not faithful. So the Beis HaLevi asks, how is that? Fish don't have bechira. It's in the teva. It's because people are acting like mushchasim, that means that the fish pick it up. How could that possibly be? So the Beis HaLevi says he is sowed to answer that, that everything in the bria is tali on us. Now when a person is acts in a certain way, it has a ripple effect throughout the bria. So that's even affects the fish. That's the way that the Ribbono Shel Olam designed the world. So he says that the resurgence of Torah, the chizuk of Torah in America, the Eretz Yisrael also, that it had an effect on the Russians, that it spilled over, that they became interested in learning Torah to such an extent that they're willing to go to risk going to Siberia for it. And then he said the other way also. He said they learn lishma. They don't learn mitok shalol lishma. They start at the lishma because they know what's going to happen if they get caught. So they start at the lishma level. These young men, 20, 25 years old, when they go to that shack somewhere to learn, that's cool lishma. They're not doing it for money. They're not doing it for fame. They're doing it because they want Torah. So then it has a ripple effect on us. And that lishmokait is so strong that it goes back the other way also. It affects us too. So I say that not to be discouraged, because yes, there is a divide. But you don't know what could happen. If we set ourselves to learning seriously, devoting ourselves to the Torah, and devoting ourselves to Avodah, together, all of us, all of the Kehillahs, all of the Kolelim, all together, we devote ourselves, it has an amazing effect. It has an amazing effect. And there's, in Eretz Yisrael, there's a lot of things going on. The Tshuva movement in Eretz Yisrael is strong. A lot of things happen in Eretz Yisrael. And so therefore, it could have taka, it could have effect across the ocean. No room for discouragement. It's all in the hands of the Ribbono Shel Olam. What we have to do, we have our job. Our job is to work as hard as we can, to devote ourselves as much as we can. So the Torah, the Avodah, to tshuva, to be aware of the love of Hashem for us, and to be aware that in the depths of our beings, our love for the Ribbono Shel Olam, and to take that step, and to devote ourselves, work on our families, and Rabbosai, Be'ezos Hashem, Be'hev Yameinah, we'll, as I hear the sound of that shofar.